AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. A day after the chaos on Capitol Hill, President Trump, for the first time, admitted he lost. He announced there will be an orderly transition January 20th. Congress certified Joe Biden's Electoral College victory early this morning. Four people died as a result of the violence at the Capitol yesterday. Members of the administration have announced their resignations, including former chief of staff and now special envoy to Northern Ireland, Mick Mulvaney.
But I can't stay here. Not after yesterday. You can't look at that yesterday and think I want to be a part of that in any way, shape, or form.
Mulvaney spoke to CNBC. In a statement to the AP, former Attorney General William Barr says President Trump's conduct was a betrayal of his office and supporters. Several lawmakers suggest the president should be prosecuted or removed under the Constitution's 25th Amendment. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
On the day after the violence at the Capitol, Chris Galdieri, a political analyst with St. Anselm College, was asked, should the country be concerned about how much damage President Trump can do with 13 days left in office?
That's exactly the sort of thing that I think is why people are seriously talking about ways to end his term or rein him in. This is the man with the nuclear coat.
Who can't get over the fact that he lost the election.
In a lot of ways, this is just like a temper tantrum because he didn't get reelected, because he didn't get his way, and an element of, you know, how much damage can you do on the way out the door?
Galdieri adds he can see an incitement charge from the District of Columbia against Trump after he leaves office. I'm Shelley Antler.
The Defense Department has activated more than 6,000 members of the National Guard from six northeastern states to help support the Capitol Police and other law enforcement in Washington. The number of people filing for unemployment dropped slightly last week. Japan has declared a coronavirus state of emergency for Tokyo, site of this summer's delayed Summer Olympics. This is AP News. Some NBA players took a knee last night to protest the violence at the U.S. Capitol. Philadelphia 76ers coach Doc Rivers pointed out the crowd in D.C. was mostly white.
If you're a black American, it definitely touches you. In a different way. This is not a black thing. This is an American thing again today, and we shouldn't turn it into that. But it definitely makes you think, for sure.
Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr pointed to a lack of a forceful response from law enforcement.
But heaven forbid a 12-year-old black boy carry a toy gun in a park, or a 15-year-old black boy walk home from a store with a bag of Skittles, or a young black male run through the neighborhood on a jog. Heaven forbid any of those things happen.
Kerr said the violence was the natural result of months of President Trump spreading unproven fraud allegations after losing the election to Joe Biden. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.